This is Mike from the Underworld. Once again, our stupid CD burner messed up, so we lost part of our show. So this picks up about an hour and 13 minutes into the show, and this is an interview and playing some songs with Matt and Chris from Big Coffin Hunters.
On the phones with us right now is Jerry, the third of four Big Coffin Hunters. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, how are you?
Good. You guys rock, I got to tell you. Man, you got all quiet. You got that, Kaylee?
Can you gain him up?
Yeah, she's,
I'm trying.
She's cranking you up.
Work those knobs.
Nice.
Now, okay, so who is it that...
Yeah, he said knob.
Is it you that had... Whose wife had a baby today?
No, that was Tim.
Tim. You know, every band's got a Tim.
Every band has a Tim.
And every band has a Jerry.
Every single band has a Tim. It just freaks me out.
It does?
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, there's no Tim in Black Sabbath.
No, there's no Tim.
There's no Tim in Iron Maiden.
No.
There's no Tim in
Merciful Fate!
Let me back up. Every band that we get in here has a Tim.
Dad, you're talking so loud, I can't hear it.
I'm sorry!
Jerry, talk.
I got the thumbs up from my girlfriend to talk louder. Apparently I'm not. Is that better?
Much better.
There you go, dude.
There you go, bro. All
right, man. Now I'm going to yell.
Hey, dude, talk about some bands that you like.
I don't like any bands.
All right, and there you have it. That's our biggest musical influence, is the abstainment from music.
Yes, the hatred of all things musical.
All things musical. What bands do I like? I don't know. Clutch, Fu Manchu, Zeke, Misfits. And I'm kind of on the spot here. I'm just looking at my CDs and rattling things off.
Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, Motley Crue.
Yeah!
You met all the members of Motley Crue, right?
Scissor Fight, they're from New Hampshire.
Well, what people don't realize is that Jerry is from Los Angeles area. He's from Riverside, California. So he's rubbed
it's
elbows.
Like it's a disease.
He's rubbed elbows.
It is, dude.
He's rubbed elbows with a lot of,
you know,
famous people.
I've spent enough time in California to know that I'm not a big fan of California. So I'm glad you're up here, man. I'm glad you're up here.
That's obvious, dude, because the 603 ain't down with the ROK, as I've been telling you.
Hey, some of us totally are.
I believe that. And you know what? Thank you for having us on the show, guys. This is a lot of fun. And
has anybody got a hold of Tim today? Speaking of Tim?
Yeah. He had his baby.
Yeah, he had his baby.
And he's doing fine. He's recovering in the hospital. Sorry.
Okay. What's up, Jerry?
I said he named it Jerry, but that was just
named it Little Jerry.
Little Jerry.
Little Jerry. Okay. I was just curious. So, anything else going on?
I don't know, man. What do you want to do?
I just wanted to have a few more seconds of dead air.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I've got four people yelling at me on my little cell phone.
Nice. You're popular. So, yeah, this is Jerry. He plays bass for Big Coffin Hunters.
Bass. I happen to like the bass.
Oh, you do?
I do. I have two basses myself.
Why don't you talk shop with Jerry about your bass?
Ready, go.
Go.
Whoa, okay. 5 seconds.
1, 2, 3, go. Don't we have a clip for something like that?
I don't know.
Jerry, what kind of bass do you play?
What kind of bass do you play, dude? What kind of four string kind?
Sweet. That's the best kind. That's the best kind.
I have a four and a five.
Yeah, Kaylee's got a five string.
Yes. My newest addition.
I guess she's one
collection.
String better.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. One string better. I guess
you used to have a five string, man.
Yeah, and then I got Martin.
Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei.
Not that, you know, dexterous, as it were.
All right.
Kaylee's still.
All right, we're going to give Jerry a purpose for calling in here.
Exactly.
Yeah, why are you talking to us anyway?
Chris, what do you think? What are we going to have Jerry do?
Yeah.
Dude, talk about...
Dude, I want you to stand on one leg, and I want you to touch your finger to your nose.
How about no?
Will you sing I'm a Little Teapot?
No. Come on, this is radio.
This is serious.
More dead air.
All right, how about this, dude? Talk about, I don't know, talk about, like, one of your most memorable shows with us.
Ready, go.
It would have to be the bus incident coming back from CBGB.
Yeah.
That was pretty... pretty heinous.
Well,
dude.
I can't use any expletives. Play, like, yeah. Really get into depth here.
But. We don't want to get into depth because he said PG.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that was really nice. Serious.
Was it a PG-13, an R, or
it's R, like a triple X, dude. X. It was just horrible. It's,
yeah, well,
it was like horrible in every way.
Playing
even another like half hour probably would have gone X, but
yeah, right. It would have.
It was rated R for sure.
Yeah, I gotta agree though. Like playing CBGBs was a, I don't know if I could call it a fluke, but I'd rather call it an honor. That we were able to play.
It was fun. I don't remember much of it, but I remember it.
Yeah.
Isn't it too bad that that place closed down?
It is. We have some video clips of it.
You know, they got
on
really
our website.
Cheesy, too. When they moved CBGBs to Vegas, they brought the urinals, everything with them, and they rebuilt it to try to keep it all the same, but then they added slot machines.
Gee, that's almost exactly
sucks.
The same. Yeah.
Yeah,
what's Vegas without just slot horrible. Machines?
Or Elvis.
So they had like the urinal where Didi Ramone like hit his head when he vomited, right?
Yeah, he overdosed in that bathroom.
He did.
That's too cool. I think I used that restroom.
Kaylee, you know the Ramones?
I know of them.
Okay, that's better. That's better than how you did on the Merciful Fate quiz.
Hey,
we're playing Stump the Geek with Kaylee.
Oh, wow. She doesn't know who Merciful Fate is?
Yeah. Hey, I'm only 16, okay?
Jerry, welcome to the show, man. That was perfect.
15?
16.
16?
16. Yeah, dude.
She is my daughter and co-host, Kaylee, the hard-rocking maiden of metal.
Yeah.
That means my daughter and co-host. That's cool. Keep it in the family.
Yeah. That means she was born when, like, a lot of great albums came out. What can I say?
Oh, she wasn't born when Injustice for All came out. You know.
Nah, no, that's kind of
the last good Metallica album.
You know what that means?
What?
You're old.
Ah! I knew that was coming. That's cool. We knew that was coming. Jerry's got a birthday coming up. You can send him a birthday email at our website at info@bigcoffinhammersmusic.com. I bet you do.
How old is he?
Yeah, or death threat.
He's going to be 19.
Yeah, right.
Jerry, you going to be 19, dude?
Again?
Right on.
So, yeah. Can we play some music?
Yes. What do you want?
Yeah.
How about our Pig Boat CD?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to listen to
Jerry,
some
which
Pig
I
Boat?
I threw that
Jerry?
On the floor before. Maybe she didn't like it.
Jerry, which track off the Pig Boat CD do you like? Do you remember what number?
Oh, man, no, I don't. I don't even, I don't read the track numbers. I think I have it here somewhere. Though.
One and three are pretty good.
So this is a band.
Okay, yeah. Go with three.
Go with three. Three's
track three.
Okay, so this is a band from Portland, right?
It's a band from Portland called Pig Neck Boat. Finger? They played at our CD release party with us. And it's like a cross between, what did I say, Jerry? Like,
it's like the Melvins meets like Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
We like the Melvins.
If you had to lock it down to two things.
I yeah. Know. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a good. Like, it's good. Right. It's cool. It's real heavy and aggressive, and they're good guys.
Cool. Well, Jerry, man, thanks for calling in.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And when next time you guys are anywhere around here, I'll make sure I know about it so I can be there and say hi to you.
We can trash talk about how New Hampshire doesn't like to rock.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. You'd have to ask Matt about that. Those two are like, you know, they're the... Hitler and Himmler of Big
Coffee. If anybody wants to prove if anybody wants to prove Matt wrong that the 603 isn't done with the ROK, then call us in at
430-9722.
Call us up. We won't put you on the air. We'll just give you some music.
430-9722.
Call in, people. You get a free CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
And it doesn't suck.
Yeah, Jerry, we'll give you a CD. You called in.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right.
Didn't we call him?
Yeah, we did call him.
Oh,
but
right.
He gets a CD anyway.
Just because he's in the band doesn't mean it doesn't count.
All right. So, Pig Boat?
Pig Boat.
Pig Boat it is.
Neck right. Finger, does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Neck right. Finger.
All right, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Jerry.
Hey, no problem.
Later, bro.
Later. We'll be right back.
cool song.
Yeah.
I like it. You're silent for once. You're silent for once.
Well, wasn't our music. I wasn't going to take credit for it.
Let me take just a moment here to interrupt.
Well, can I read it?
Tell all those hip cats out.
Yeah, let him read it.
Tell all the hip cats out there.
I haven't
about
read one
this
of these
list,
for a long time. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Black Knight Meditations. A heathenish foray along the shining path. Oral ruminations of black death, speed thrash, gothic doom, power prog, shred, and traditional metal. Not broadcast via conventional / commercial airwaves. Tuesday nights, 10 to 2 a.m. For more information, go to www.blacknightmeditations.
Meditations.
Oh. blacknightmeditations.com.
That was
Is this by God?
Yes.
Is this God's show?
Yes, it is.
If God had a show, this would be it.
Yes.
And it really is God's show.
Black Knight Meditations. By God.
You did that very good, but we usually pronounce the death part.
Death.
Death.
Hey, that was pretty close.
You don't do it.
Death!
No.
All right.
No, I go the other way.
The other way.
So he goes up by accident.
So he plays a lot of stuff by Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster?
Cookie is for Cookie. And Cookie is for me. Good enough for me is for Cookie. And Cookie is for me.
You got to do it really fast, though. She is Cookie.
Yeah, right. It's like that cartoon.
Dude, I dig Cookie Monster.
With what's the band?
Big blue fuzzy dude with
Apocalyptica.
Blue eyes, man.
Metalocalypse, that show.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
I still haven't watched that show.
That's a good show.
What is it?
It's
on Comedy.
It's
on the
Cartoon
Network.
It's Adult Swim. It's about a death metal band. They made a cartoon about a death metal band.
Excellent.
Yes!
That's a very good idea.
Did you know Dave Mustaine was on an episode of Duck Dodgers?
Yeah. And
really?
Yes, I watched on YouTube. Yeah. YouTube is great.
James Hetfield was on Apocalyptica. Brief stint with Metallica.
Did he bring it up?
Yeah. Did he whine
about it? In my previous band, Metallica. But then they threw me out, and then they ripped off my songs. This is Dave Mustaine. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, me.
At least he still plays metal, though.
Yeah,
dude.
Dave Mustaine.
He didn't go all Nickelback on us.
You know what the problem with him is? He doesn't realize how good he actually is, and he's stuck living in the past, and it's kind of a drag because you look at his achievements with Megadeth, and you think about everything he's done, and it's unbelievable music, and the guy is an extreme musician. I mean, the guy is just awesome. And to really put yourself second to your past, the guy should really kick himself in the butt.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's complete drag. It really is. It's too bad.
That's the most poignant thing you've said in the whole time I've known you, Chris. That's awesome.
Dude, you better back off that drummer gig.
No, it's true. Megadeth is a big influence on me.
They rock.
They rock. They were one of the four pillars of thrash metal in the 80s, the Slayer, Anthrax, Metallica, Megadeth.
Slayer.
You
know? Right.
Oh, yes.
And
do you have any Slayer in here, dude?
Oh,
we do.
So
we have their new
Slayer
album
in here.
We have their new one.
That Slayer is Iron Maiden.
No,
and
I
want to
go old school, dude.
Are,
like Salt of Heaven.
I believe Iron Maiden and
old school
and Slayer are Metal ball. Mark's two favorite bands.
My
yeah,
rig.
And so he has. He definitely has Slayer.
Way to go, Mark. God. But yeah, I'm a huge Megadeth fan on my formative years as an all-around rock dude.
Oh yeah, back when Peace Sells came out.
Oh dude.
Oh, that was.
That is the best bass line out.
Oh yeah. Now I want to hear you guys do dueling banjos.
What do you mean I can't get to work on time?
Got nothing,
better to do.
All
right. Kaylee, you know Megadeth?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Thank Jesus.
They were. Like,
thank Mark.
Yes.
And Dave, if you're listening, dude, just remember what we're saying. You know, just buck up and just keep rocking.
And it's pronounced Jeebus here, by the way.
Jeebus?
Jeebus.
Yes, but Jeebus is not God. Jeebus is Jeebus. God is Mark.
Fair enough.
Don't ask me why. That's just the way it is.
You guys Jeebus. Run the show here.
No, I started listening to Megadeth like the summer right after he gave me Peace of Mind. No, yeah. Wait, that was after.
Now, you listened to Megadeth a lot younger than that. You just don't remember.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Just like she was born listening to Iron Maiden and listened to it the whole time she was in her very, very young years. And then she just doesn't remember that. She just knows that when she listens to it now,
it's
rocks.
Yeah.
It rocks.
It feels right.
Yes.
What else can you ask for, really?
Like a nice warm blankie wrapped around you.
Metalheads are notorious for not liking change.
You know, that is very true.
I've had too much change. It's my problem.
Change is typically bad as far as metal goes. People don't like change. If you notice, like, a lot of the new bands coming out that are bigger now are kind of going back to old school roots, like old school 80s thrash.
Yeah, if you change, well, see, I think metalheads, they can take change as long as a band stays true to what they have been doing. Like
that's true.
If you look at, you know, my favorite Iron Maiden, there's definitely changes from their first album to now. But they've always stayed very loyal to that original fan, and they still make music that the original fan is still going to love. And to me, the other end of the spectrum is Metallica, that went from absolute gods of music to and writing music that was really challenging to listen to, and it wasn't written for the masses. It was listened for the people who really got it. They just then started pumping out albums that...
Garbage.
Yeah, the stuff that was radio length. You know, and I don't know, it was just entirely different.
You don't relate with the frantic tick tick
tock. Satan's around my neck.
Yeah, you know, it's like they started writing it for as something that college sorority girls could listen to, so they could feel like they're rebelling or something.
You know, one thing I have to say, I don't dig the newest stuff, but I do know. You know, they wrote it for themselves. I don't think that they had the public in mind when they wrote their newer albums and stuff like that. I don't think that they were going for the, quote, sellout. Everybody thinks that they went for the sellout. I think that they would just, musically, they went in a different direction. And I don't know.
It didn't equate. Didn't come across like their other albums.
See, based on, yeah, based on just my own observation, they went from... You know, they went from Master Puppets, which just shredded like nothing ever had before, and then to And Justice for All, which was another absolutely incredible disc. But up to that point, they had never made a single video.
Yeah.
They had one song on that they decided, they had the song One on that disc that they decided that would make a video. And that song happened to be... you know, mellower through most of it. Lots of acoustic parts and stuff.
The flurry at the end was just
it was amazing.
Intense songs they ever wrote.
Absolutely, absolutely great song. But they made a video out of it. And now, boom, on MTV and rotation all the time. And they saw their sales just skyrocket.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do?
Look at it like in a musician standpoint. You know, they were opening for a lot of people for the longest time. And I mean, think about it. If you're a musician, Slayer's got a video.
Yeah, like now video.
No,
is a
I don't
standard.
Have a problem with the video. That's
now
not the problem.
A standard.
The problem is that when they came out with their next disc, they didn't keep going with really in your face epic songs. You know that were just tearing it up. They then, you know, that market that they found with the video, they now catered to that market. That's what I saw. Because, I mean, they completely changed the way that they wrote the music. It was like before they were composing a masterpiece, every song. You know, they had so many 7 and 10 minute songs. And, you know, there were actual movements within each song. Then they went to 4-4 rock with, you know, three verses in the choruses and a solo in the middle, but not too fast because Kirk's fingers are hurting, and then whining about, you know, Napster.
I think that they catered to a lot of that in the late 90s when you saw that. But that's something in our band that we... I don't know if we even really think about that, do we?
No, we don't. But realistically,
see,
let me ask,
they never thought about
ask
that
you
before
a question.
That.
If you had a chance to sell out, would you?
I mean, it's...
Yeah, dude, sign me the fuck up. You know,
bad. Oh, dude.
Bleep.
That didn't... What? Anyway.
We missed the button.
Anyways, I understand, you know, when you've got an opportunity for that much money, you might just have to jump at it. But at the same time, you got to understand when the old fans who loved what you did before are now going, you know, you're not the same.
That's true. A lot of people might say that. But we just usually, I don't know. I mean, if the question was posed, that's not going to happen to us.
Give yourself a chance to sell out.
I'm not going
to
equate that. We're just a band from Maine that likes to do what we do. We like to write things that are up-tempo and that rock, but have the same kind of accessibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like Lizzie Borden. Rocks hard.
Thanks.
Absolutely. I love that song.
Yeah, and it follows the format. I mean, you got chorus, chorus, bridge, chorus.
Right, and I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem
Everybody
with any band
that.
Doing that. It's what I'm saying is when you are doing something that is completely different from that, and then you swap to that, don't be surprised that the original fans now have a problem.
Word.
Jerry.
Was that Jerry? What did Jerry have to say?
That he was not the first person to drop an F-bomb on the air.
we didn't drop anything.
No,
thanks,
nothing
Jer.
Nothing dropped. Just move on.
Yeah.
Hey, let's play some more music. We'll be back with
do
Big Hoff and Hunter Smore here in a minute.
Do you want what do you want? Do you want
You know what? I know exactly what I want and it's over here. I'm gonna play some groovy tunes by Windowpane.
Which one?
I'm gonna do let me see what it's in here. I'm gonna do Threshold. So here's Threshold by Windowpane.
You are listening to WSCA 106.1 FM, and this is The Underground. This is Matt and Chris from Big Coffin Hunters.
It's not The Underground, it's The Underworld. I can't use that for
a
clip.
Oh, crap. Let's do it again.
Take two.
Okay, take two.
Hi, this is Matt from Big Coffin Hunters.
And Chris from Big Coffin Hunters.
You are listening to The Underworld on WSCA 106.1 FM.
New Hampshire. Rock radio, whoa, 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 whoa.
What?
Go ahead.
death awaits you all with nasty big pointy teeth.
Monty Python will rule the
yeah,
world.
So we just had Cell Block 1.
Bleed In.
And right after that, it was Dish It Out by Jake and the Jakes. And just a quick note of interest to anybody who lives in this area. On Friday, that would be February 2nd, Groundhog Day, the stupidest, most pointless holiday of the year, we're going to have Jake and the Jakes in the studio for a special edition of The Underworld. It's going to be 8 o'clock p.m. till 10.
Electric.
Yeah, it's going to be their full live set, and you can tune in, or you can wait and listen to the podcast, or better than any of the above, come on over to our radio station here at 909 Islington at 8 o'clock on Friday, and come inside and listen to them with us. It'll be fun, I promise.
Yes, they're nice guys.
Yeah, they're awesome guys. We had a lot of fun with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Jake.
Yeah?
There's no Jake.
There's no Jakes in the band.
He got me.
You don't know Jake and the Jakes. You don't know Jake.
He got me.
You don't know squat.
You don't know squat!
Well, we're not going to have time for your song now.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we've got time.
Spin it. Who else is coming in? Nobody.
Did you download it?
Not yet, no, but we will right now. Yeah, this is, I'm afraid this is goodbye, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah,
hey,
this was cool.
It was fun. Yeah,
lots of fun. Really appreciate you guys coming all the way down here.
Thank you.
And everybody go to Big Hoff and Cunter's Big Hoff Coffin.
Hold on. BigCoffinHuntersMusic.com.
HuntersMusic.com.
We also have a MySpace site.
Have you ever got that one before?
No.
Just me.
Nope.
All right. Go to BigCoffinHuntersMusic.com.
This next song is the last song on our CD. It's called Going Out Like Hemingway, and I wrote it about Hunter S. Thompson when he killed himself.
Wow. Way to bring down the studio.
I'll bring down your studio.
I'm on medicine for that. Okay.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Rock on,
later,
everyone. right, well, that's it for the Underworld this week. Rock on, people, and check us out on Friday at 8 p.m.